you know, the Seaberg was the jukebox people, and their automation unit was essentially a jukebox. It played 45s, and it was tone cued. You you know, you put your hit your tone on the tape, and the tone, you know, you learned to time it, and the tone would start the 45 record. And then it was silence cued at the end of the record, so you had to remember not to put anything in there with a break in the middle of it. Because you'd have your tape and your music both running at the same time if you did.
Well, and the thing, the other thing that I'd forgotten about and it surprised me is that the jocks back then were only doing two-hour air shows. Was that because of that night watch system as well, too?
No. No, it was just a... Steve and I had come from the same operation where they really believed in doing short air shifts to get people up. Bear in mind that this was the very early days of Top 40 radio, and you know, we all imagined that we were doing something brand new, and that that we couldn't be up and yelling and screaming and carrying on if we were just seated in a chair like MOR jocks. So a lot of stations built stand-up boards. We did not have that, but we went to two-hour shifts, and when Steve came to Casper, he did some of the same stuff. Also, some of the people on the air were doing sales. They'd do like 2 hours in the morning and then get out of there to go do their sales work.